Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience Is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, everybody? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is feeling good and everyone is feeling amazing. And yeah, you're just ready for this day to be over with. How about that, right? Well, you know what's up. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. Go ahead and grab you something to drink. I don't know where you are in these United States of America or even across the world. I don't know if the weather is cold, chilly, you have some snow already, or it's just warm and very, you know, very comfortable. Whatever it is, grab you something to drink, something that is make you feel relaxed, you know, and you get to say woosah. And come on in our room. Come on and have a sit down in your special room. Prop your feet up. Get your favorite throw, your favorite pillow, and just take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, what's going on, my resilience family? Man, oh man, let me tell you something. I'm so grateful to just take a deep breath and take another deep breath. You know what I'm saying? And exhaling that bad boy out. You know what I'm saying? I am so grateful, man. But how you guys doing? Oh my goodness, I hope all is well with you guys. I hope you are, just as I said before, just chillaxing and just enjoying the day. And some of you are probably like, God, I'm so grateful this day is over with. You know, maybe you are just chilling on the weekend right now, depending on the time and day that you're listening to me. Either way, you know what? As I always say, you made it. You're here, right? It was a rough day of a rough week or a rough weekend. But by the grace of God, girl, you made it. Okay, you're resilient. Come on now, right? But y'all, hallelujah. I am like totally excited, y'all, because wow, I'm grateful. I'm grateful and I'm excited and I'm thankful. And I don't know, I'm just, in spite of all what's going on in the world, and Lord knows there's a lot going on, but at the end of the day, you have to look at the world you're in your bubble, right, so to speak. And you just say, God, I'm just thankful. I'm grateful. There's a lot going on. Lord have mercy. Oh, there's a lot going on in my life. But at the end of the day, I'm still grateful. And if you remember last week, I told you I was going to come back here this week and talk about, you know, being grateful, because we are in November, right? And you guys getting ready for Thanksgiving, I know. And some of you have your families flying all over the place, coming to spend time with you and all of that. You know, some of you are totally amped up and excited to see your cousins, your aunties, and all of those wonderful people. And then some of you are dreading. Oh my goodness. Some of you are like, oh God, how long she gonna be here? Okay, don't act like it. Don't act like y'all know I ain't talking truth. Y'all know it. Come on now. There's always somebody in the family that you really don't want to be bothered with, but they coming anywho. And that's when you say, Lord, just pour patience with me. Just pour patience on me. Just pour it on me, Lord. Pour your love on me, Lord. Don't have me get all crazy, you know? Either way, opportunity to fellowship, you know, with your family. And of course, you know, most families have their traditions, you know, when they sit around the table, or even when they're in the kitchen prepping, you know, for Thanksgiving feast, you know, they may have something about what you're grateful for, and everyone takes their turn, or they may write it down in a note or something like that, and they share it or they pass it along, you know, that kind of thing or what have you, you know. But yeah, that this is the season. This is the time to really pour into being grateful and being thankful for life, man. That is the number one thing on my list. When my birthday comes, I'm like, the number one gift that I'm grateful for is life. That is it. That trumps everything else. Everything else that comes as far as gifts and monetary gifts and all of that, I'm thankful for it, yes. But life, that is the key thing for me. So, of course, you know, Thanksgiving comes, you know, You're just grateful to see a year, see that year, and to be amongst your family. No matter how crazy or twisted or jacked up or, you know, confused or whatever, you just grateful to have family. Now, you may not get along with every individual, right? But there is a few of them that stands out that you truly admire, respect, adore. And, you know, you're just grateful that they are alive themselves, that you can fellowship with them, hold their hands, hug them and talk to them, be blessed by their wisdom and all those great things, right? And so, you know, at the end of the day, you're just thankful. And so I said I was going to come here and talk about that, you know, about being grateful, you know, and because we really do need to just ponder on that, because we have dealt with so much in life, you know, and we get caught up in the dis-ease of pain, of the pain that life brings us, and all that, you know, the confusion and the hurt and all of that stuff. We get caught up and wrapped up in that, and we lose sight of the fact that in spite of all of the circumstances, yet we fail to realize that God is still good. Yeah. God is still good, y'all. And so we need to just count our blessings. We need to really take the time out and just be grateful and be reminded of how good God is and how he has been in your life. So I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, pull out a few things of what we should be grateful for. You know, I'm not going to just talk about the you know, the main thing, like, you know, life, health, and strength, which is, of course, important to be grateful for that. You know, you got the mobility of your limbs and, you know, you can move, you can wash yourself, you can cook, you can walk, you can do all of those things. Thank God, right? But there's some other things that I think we definitely need to pull out a little bit and just put a little bit more emphasis on or ponder on a little bit more. So, number one, thank God, be grateful for protection. Be grateful for God's protection. You know, as I said before, there's so much going on, you know, in the country. There's so much going on in your neck of the woods. There's a lot going on. I don't know where you live. I don't know how you live in, you know, but crime is around us, right? Threats are around us, you know. People, of course, are around us. And the behavior of people, the actions of people, you know, the temperament of people is around us, right? And, you know, people can be real funky. People can be real shady. People have done some things, you know. And you have kids. You have family members, you know, and you know, your kids particularly go to school every day, and you pray that they are protected, that they're, you know, they're safe in their environment, in their classrooms, you know, in the gym or in the cafeteria, you know, and even in the hallway, you know. So you just got to take that minute and just really be that depth, be in detail about, God, I'm grateful for protection. I'm grateful that you are protecting my children and you are protecting my spouse, or you protecting my parents, even though they're not, you know, living with me or they're not near me. You know, they're a couple of states over, but God, you are still taking care of them. I'm grateful for that, because so much is going on that we hear about on the news, that we read about on social media, or that we hear from our associates or our neighbors and our friends. And, you know, and it sticks close to home sometimes. It may have affected you some time ago, but you look at your present situation and you see that everyone that you love and adore, they are safe. They are doing well. But you can't take it for granted. You can't take them for granted. You just can't. You just have to say, God, I'm thankful that you have protection over my family. And not even just in the physical sense, but also in the mental sense. God, thank you for protecting my mind. Thank you for keeping my mind in order. Thank you, God, that you are renewing my way of thinking, because I make the initiative to get in your word as often as I can, daily or what have you. And I make sure that I meditate on that particular scripture. And that helps me to stay focused. That helps me to realign myself with you. Thank you, Lord, for protecting my sanity. Thank you, God, for protecting my ear gate, my eye gate, my mouth gate. Thank you, God. I'm grateful for your protection. I'm grateful for the promises of what you say that you will do in terms of keeping me safe and keeping my mind safe and keeping my home safe and keeping my children safe. I'm grateful for your protection. We need to take that time out and to say, God, thank you for your protection over me. The next thing, I'm grateful for change. I am so grateful for change, man. I am not the same woman that I was 22 years ago. I'm not the same woman when I was 22 years ago. I wasn't the same woman then. You know, because I'm always growing. I'm evolving. You know, you're not the same person. Your way of thinking isn't the same, right? You realize at some point that way how you were thinking, it was either blessing you or it was hurting you. And if it was hurting you more, then you knew that you had to make some changes. And it was not going to be an easy thing. It was not going to be an easy change to do. You know, change ain't easy, but it is so necessary. If you don't make the change, you're just blocking the opportunities that's awaiting for you. But I believe, you know, for me personally, I know for me that change has affected me in a way that I never saw it coming. Number one, you know, I didn't expect to see 55 years of age. I didn't expect to see still be living in the year 2023. Back in the 80s when I was in high school, I think I had shared this story long before. My best friend at the time, it was a game back in the 80s that you used to trace your hand on the paper, and on each fingertip you write down, who you want to marry, the guy you want to marry, how many kids you want to have, what do you want to do in life, or something like that. I cannot remember the name of that game. And anybody that's from my era, from that time, you probably will remember that. And we used to crack up laughing about, so where do you see yourself 30 years from now? And, you know, my friend, she's like, and I'll be like, girl, we're going to be in space. We probably be on a spaceship or something, you know, because, you know, we watching movies back in the, like, Star Wars and all that stuff, you know, and it was all about futuristic kind of stuff like that. So, you know, we kind of believed that was going to be the case, that we was not going to be driving cars like, you know, like we drive cars now. But I thought we was going to be like floating in the air or something. Oh, my goodness, the things we did back in the day. But here we are. Over 30 plus 40 years later, man. And, you know, wow, it's like, what a change. Things have changed down through the years, you know. But again, you're not that same person. Your mindset is different. You know, you think different, you know. And also with me being a minister, I'm like, what? Come on. I never in my wildest dreams ever thought of me being an ordained minister. What? That still boggles my brain every now and then, man. And I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. But in order for that to have happened, I had to make some changes in my life. I had to release some toxic stuff in my heart. I had to say, Lord, come in and clean me out. I had to make a decision. And it was not an easy decision to make. But I knew that if I did it, I knew that God was going to perfect what I thought at that time was unfixable, if that makes sense, right? And so I just trusted him and not lean on my understanding, but just to trust him completely. Because he said, I already had the plans for your life anyway. It's already a done deal. You just got to trust me. Right. And follow me, you know, and that's what I was doing. So I'm grateful for change, and I'm still changing. I'm still evolving. I'm still growing. I'm still developing. I'm still doing all these things right now, you know. And if I did not do those things, man, I don't even know where I'd be. My mind would probably be still warped. I'd probably still be feeling bitter. you know, all of that stuff or whatever. So I am grateful for change because change equals growth, right? You know, look at your life right now. Some of you probably never thought you would be here in year 2023. Like I said, if you are in my generation, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you had friends that you grew up with that are no longer here. Right. And you looking at yourself like, wow, God, thank you for another chapter of my life. I made it by the grace of God. Right. And then the challenges that you endure during that journey of your life, man, them challenges, whoo, it could have knocked you clear out of the face of the earth, man. There's numerous accounts in your life that you knew that you was not going to be able, that you was not going to make it. But you had to make some decisions about the life, about that order that was going on in your life. There were some things that was out of order that you had to get back in order. So you had to make some decisions. You had to make some changes, right? And you did. And it was difficult. It was painful. It was scary, right? And that means that you will have to separate or divorce yourself from those persons that was not doing you any good. They was not fulfilling you the way you thought they was going to fulfill you, the way you thought they were fulfilling you. You know, they were just not there to help you anymore. And you realize that, you know what? I don't need a whole entourage of friends. I really don't. The main friend who I know that would never leave me nor forsake me, that sticks closer to any brother, is Jesus. And I'm telling you, y'all, he's the best friend that you will ever have, that you will ever need, because all the other ones will come and go, but he will stand by your side no matter what. Now, thank God for the faithful few. The faithful few that God has put in your life. Thank God for those that you have known for maybe half of your life or what have you. And they are true friends. And they ain't easy to come by. You know, those type of friends, woo, you know that's God ordained. Okay? Because they're in the holies of your life. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're the ones that knows you. Almost as like God knows you. Well, and God knows you. But it's like close to that point because, you know, that relationship is personal. You know what I'm saying? So if you're fortunate to have someone like that in your life, praise God for them. Praise God for them, you know. But at the end of the day, you realize you don't need to have a whole entourage of folk, man. They come and they go. You realize some people just came just to be there by association, just to be there, just to get their little props on or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. But be grateful for change. Don't run away from change. I know it's not comfortable, but sometimes we have to go through it in order for God to prepare us for what he has, so not for our destiny. You know, instead of us looking at our own feelings and our get all caught up in our emotions and stuff, you just say, Lord, I don't understand, but I trust you. Lord, I don't get it, but I trust you. Lord, I don't know where I'm going, but I know you directed me straight and forward because I'm in alignment with you. So I'm going to trust you. You know, this decision I made, I didn't like it, but I'm going to trust you. Right. And then as you proceed forward and following him and allowing him to direct your path, surely sooner or later you will see, you know, why you had to do what you had to do, why things had to be changed and all of those things, right? Get excited about that. So the next thing that you definitely need to be grateful for is your new identity. Yeah, your new identity, meaning that you're not the same person, you know? That old cloth of you, that low lifestyle, you know, you were all up in the hood, you were all up in them streets, you were all up in the club, you were all up there spinning around that pole, Miss Thang. Oh, you know how you were back in the day. You know what you were doing. You know you were doing in that corner, in the back, in the dark, in the back seat. You know what's up. You know you were one of those threatening type of people. You know how you were back in the day. You are not like that anymore, right? You are a new creature. You are a new person, especially if you have sincerely, for real, have given your life to Christ. You are a new creature. Old things have passed away, honey. You are not that person back in the day. You are not that person that stole. You're not that person that beat up people or robbed people or just being very aggressive or being moody or whatever. You ain't the same. right? Thank God for the new identity, because with the new identity, identity comes with new life, new beginning, new resources, new ideas, new passions, new visions, man, new friendships, new relationships, right? Ooh, it just come pouring, right? Because God ain't gonna leave you hanging like that. He always have something to give to you, gift to you. Right? And that's a blessing in itself. See, you didn't work for that. God gave it to you freely. You know what I'm saying? And so that new identity, you just thank God for that. You thank God and walk in it with confidence and with boldness, man. Walk in that, man. Walk in that thing and say, yeah, I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new creation in Christ. Yeah, I'm a new daughter in Christ. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? You're going to have people from your past that are always going to come up and try to trip you up. You're going to have people back in the day. They're like, girl, you remember when you were there? You know when you were doing your thing? You know, and you're like, yeah. But that person's dead now, man. I don't fool around like that no more, man. I'm not promiscuous like that, man. You know, I don't think like that, like no more, man. I God has been so good to me. He has helped me through it. I'm delivered from that, man. And you know, I'm just grateful, you know, that He has allowed me to see another day, and He's given me the ability to be bold and to speak my truth, to tell the story and beat the enemy upside his head with my story, you know. And it's helping people, it's motivating people, it's drawing people to God, it's helping people, you know, to be more confident and reassure God's people that they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. And you know, and if He could change me, if He did it for me, He could do it for them. You know what I'm saying? You have to go ahead and just let people know, like, yeah, man, that was the moment. It was fun. I ain't gonna lie. You know, it was fun. We did some crazy wild things, but man, nah. I'm a new person, man. I'm sorry. I don't want to get involved in that anymore. You know, I mean, you do you. You know, I'm not bashing you or anything, but I'm not doing that anymore, man. You know, I'm at peace with my life, and I'm enjoying what God is doing in my life. And I definitely, you know, would love for you to, to be a part of it, you know, but that's your discretion, this, that, or whatever. You know, however you have a conversation with that person, you know what I'm trying to say. But at the end of the day, you know, you're going to have people that's going to try you. You're going to have people that's going to, you know, throw that at in your face, talking about, oh man, come on, you said that before and look what happened. Yeah, I know, I said a few times. I remember. But you know, why should I keep account of that? God didn't keep an account of my past, so why should I keep account of it? That's a good one. Come on. Now, you know, some of us are still having an account book of our past sins, but God don't. Come on now, that blessed me. God, like that blessed me. Good googly moogly. Come on with it. We do. We have a habit of going back into that book, like that you say, that black book. And we will go ahead and turn the pages of all of the accounts of the sins that we had committed, of what the things we did, right? And then we meditate on that stuff. And then we start to feel some kind of way. And then we start blaming and start feeling, you know, why do we hold on to that stuff? If God got rid of all of our sins, I mean, He wiped them out. He don't recall any of our sins, man. Why are we holding on to it? Why are we holding on to that, right? We should not even dare. We should be saying, like, I don't remember what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it's like, why ponder on that? And I'm not saying like you're trying to be all whatever, you know, no. But there's some things you don't need to carry in your spirit anymore. There are just some things. Now, of course, when it comes to ministry and you testifying or you're sharing your story or what have you, God may bring that up to surface just to share based on what you're preaching about or teaching about or what have you, you know, because there's someone in that audience or there's someone, you know, on social media or what have you that is currently going through a similar situation that God delivered you from. And here you are sharing your testimony and you don't know who that person is from Adam that's watching you and listening to you. But when you go ahead and you go in depth of your testimony and you share the good news of what God did for your life, that impacts that person. That really opens up their heart. That really gets their attention. And they realize like, wow, God, you coming to me full throttle, because whew, man. So that person on the other end is listening to the sound of your voice, man, they are being encouraged. They are being, you know, uplifted and motivated or whatever. And they are crying out to God for help. They're crying out to God for mercy. They're crying out to God for forgiveness or what have you, because you are sharing your testimony, right? And when you do that, man, wow, it changes so many people's lives, you know? But here's the thing. When you share it, you share it. But then after that, you're done with it. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to go back into it and you're like, oh, I'm going to go and continue. No, because God delivered you from that. You know, that was the old you. That's the dead you, right? You're not going to, go back into your past and try to bring that back to life. No, why would you need to do that? You know what I'm saying? Because God delivered you from that once and for all. But you do have that testimony to share how God did it, you know, and how he miraculously healed you and healed your body, and how he delivered you from that abuse, and how he saved your marriage, or how he saved your relationship with your family, with your children, with your parents, or whatever situation that you had endured. It was nobody but God's hand over your life. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grateful for new identity. I'm thankful for that. And like I said, with a new identity, there's always new beginnings. There's new choices. There's new ideas. There's new adventures. You know what I'm saying? And when you put God first and you put him in charge of your life, you know, get excited, because you know God is always going to bring some newness into your perspective, man. And it's going to blow your mind. And the last thing I want to share with you about being grateful is that you're just grateful for another day. Ah, you are grateful for another day. You know what I'm saying? And I have said this many times, man. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, y'all. For real, for real. Y'all, listen. I, you know, being a minister now and all of that, I have become, well, the Lord has really poured into me to become more sensitive. Not saying I wasn't before, but even more sensitive now. And looking at the lives of other people. And yes, as I said before in the beginning, that I'm going through some things, my family going through some things or what have you, but I'm still grateful, right? I'm still thankful. But there are some people that are going way off worse than I am. There are people who are dealing with a weight load of financial problems more than I am. There are people who are dealing with, you know, a physical ailment and then some, you know, and more than we are. You know what I'm saying? There's people who are really, really struggling, man. And they don't know if they're going to see another day. They don't know if they want to see another day, because it seems like every time they wake up, it's the day becomes even more discouraging, more of a burden, more of a pressure, you know, for them. You know what I mean? I hope I'm making sense here, you know, and it's very discouraging for a lot of people nowadays. You know, this is the holiday season, as you know, and you know, this is the time people start, you know, prepping and planning for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of that good stuff. It's the holiday season of giving. It's the holiday season of serving one another. It's the holiday season of really sharing the goodness, the joy of God, you know, and celebrating Jesus and all of those wonderful things, right? But there's a lot of people, man, that just are, they can't see that. They can't feel that. They can't be a part of it. They can't participate in it because of the weight of the world, the weight of the issues, the weight of the problems, the weight of the dysfunction that is going on in their lives. You know, there's a lot of people that are still broken. There's a lot of people that are still hurting. There's a lot of people that are still, you know, locked in that year when things really fell, when their walls start tumbling down and they've been walking around a broken wall, broken pieces of their life for 20 years, for 30 years, for 40 plus years. And, you know, and they still trying to figure out how. You know, what can I do? Or there's some people just don't want to, you know, they're just tired or what have you. You know, so be grateful for another life. Be grateful for the day that when God opened up your eyes, you are allowed to see the new day. This new day that is impacted with His grace and His mercy and unmerited favor. This day that is loaded with His gifts, with His surprise gifts, these unexpected gifts, these and suddenly gifts. Be expecting great things from God on this day. But there's a lot of us who totally, you know, overlook those gifts because of the strife of life. Yeah, because of the pain, because of, you know, the weight of what they're dealing with. As a matter of fact, with my family right now, you know, we're blessed, we're grateful and all of those things, but we're dealing with some stuff. You know, and I know recently, you know, our car insurance had went up. And my husband had to call, like, what's up? You know, what's going on with that? You know, and unfortunately, it's happening all over. It's happened all over the country. Honestly, it wasn't just him personally, but it will be affecting everybody, you know, for what the person said. You know, she had mentioned that it is even hurting her, you know, it affected her too, you know, and, I was like, wow, that's crazy. You know, how in the world? And you know, with these companies, they don't give you a heads up warning, or for most of them, if not, you know, all of them, they don't give you a heads up warning. They notice, you know, you find out in the mail, like, oh, by the way, we're increasing it another grand, or, you know, another 500 or whatever. And you're like, what? Like, wait a minute. And we expect you to pay this by the end of the week or next 2 weeks or whatever. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know what I'm saying? And man, oh man, I'm like, whoo. And then my heart just immediately went to other people, man. And I'm like, Lord, have mercy. People can't handle this. There's people right now, they're on the brink of just breaking down. You know what I'm saying? And they cannot deal with another letter in the mail or an email or a text or whatever stating that, oh, by the way, we increased this. You have to pay that and this, that, or whatever. And I mean, what in the world? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, life comes with a load of stuff. But here's the thing, man. If you just say, Lord, I cast it to you. That's what He wants us to do, right? He wants us to cast the heavy load of this day, not tomorrow, because tomorrow got enough issues on its own, but just this day alone, even when you don't even know what 5 o'clock in the afternoon is going to be like, but you just go ahead in your prayer hour and say, God, I just cast it all to you, because you know exactly what my day is going to be like. I have no idea. And I really don't want to be caught up by surprise. So I'm casting all of my cares, my concerns, my doubts, my anxieties, my worries, my fears. Just keep it real, because there's some of us that's still going through that process, right? You know, whatever it is that has been hindering you to fellowship with God, cast it to Him. Why? Because He cares for you. Why? Because He wants you to enjoy this day. Rejoice in this day. Be glad in this day, right? He wants us to enjoy this day to the fullest, because He will take care of all of our circumstances. He will take care of all of the pressure that's been on us. He will protect us and cover us and shield us and guide us and strengthen us. He will do all of that, provide for us, even when we don't even know when our next meal is coming from, or when that next that money is coming from to pay for that bill. He knows exactly how to do it. He knows exactly how to get to the heart of the callous people in these major companies out there. Okay. He knows how to touch them, honey, because He done that even through the pandemic. Come on now. Come on. Think about it, y'all. Think about that. Right? So if God can do that and so much more, because he don't think like we think. His ways are not our ways. So we cannot try to figure God out. All we know that God is. And He can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ever ask or think. All we got to do is just trust Him and believe that all is well. and that God is taking good care of us because he's done it before and he'll do it again, right? And we just start being grateful for the day. Be grateful for this day. Be grateful for what he has impacted in this day for you to enjoy. That's your children, your spouse, your dog, your cat, your bird, honey, your neighbors, your sister friends, your sister, anybody or everybody. Be grateful for what he has already put in your life today. Be thankful for today. Be thankful for what he has supplied in your life today. Yeah, I get it. There's a lot going on in your life. There's a lot happening in your life. It's been going on for the past several weeks, months, or whatever. But baby, there's nothing you can do about it now. Ain't nothing you can do about it. All you are allowing that issue to do is causing more stress in your life, in your body. And you don't need that right now. You know, you don't need that in your life right now. Here it is. You want a new life. You want a new step. You want a new beginning. And guess what? It can happen. It's doable. It really is. It's doable, y'all. But we got to do our part. It's not so much God doing his. He already done it. He just like, well, okay, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Again, it's about change. It's about making some decisions. And it's not easy for us to do that. It's not. But if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, baby, child, your mind would do a 180 real quick and you would never look back. You would never be like Lot's wife, okay? And turn around and whoop, she's still there to this day. Well, you know, okay, she's still there, y'all. She's still yet hanging on. Half of her is anyway. But you know, I'm just saying, I ain't trying to be funny, but it's the truth. You don't want to go back. You don't want to turn around. There's nothing for you there. Okay? There's nothing but destruction. Ain't nothing but evil. And whatever you had, whatever God had delivered you from, you don't need to go back to that old life no more. You don't need to go back there no more. Ain't nothing there. Not a thing. So don't be like Lot's wife. Don't you dare go ahead and walk up there and you're going to turn around like, oh, let me just see. Girl, you see all day for the rest of your years. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Y'all think I'm joking. You know, she's still up there. Y'all go ahead and type Lot's wife. And you, I'm telling you, she's still up there, y'all. This piece of her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know. But yeah, Miss Thing's still there. And I'm telling you, you do not want that. You do not want that, y'all. Okay? Move forward. Focus on the promises of what God says. You know, even now for me, you know, recently, you know, as I was saying about the situation with our, you know, increase of our car insurance and all of that, you know, I had to cry out to God. I really did. You know, because I was feeling a little bit, feeling a little something about that situation. And I'm just winning God, and I just started praying, and tears was falling down my face and everything. And I had to be reminded. I had to be reminded again that God has his hand on me, a firm hand on me. And I do not need to panic. I do not need to fear. I do not need to be discouraged or dismayed because God got me. He got us. He got this house. He got this family. He got my daughters, man. He got my daughter in California, and he has my daughter here. He has my husband. He has us. We are in the safety and the palm of God's hands. He will take care of us. I don't need to worry about anything. And that helped me. And I still meditate. If I don't remember any other scriptures, because I read quite a few, that one stood out for me, and that was in Isaiah, if I'm not mistaken, chapter 43. I can't remember exactly particularly which verse it was, but I remember that one as far as the number. I remember that part, and that still stands out to me today. So every now and then, when I feel that discouragement, when I feel, concerned or whatever the case may be, I have to be reminded. And I speak it out that God has a firm hand on me and my house and my children and my husband. and I am safe. I do not need to worry or need to fear. God got me, and he will take good care of us. Has he done it before? Yes, he has done it countless of times, and I will never, ever forget what he has done for me, right? So in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the circumstances, yet we still ought to give God praise. We are supposed to rejoice and be glad, no matter how bleak or sad or crazy your day or your week or your weekend has been. Yet you say, but God, I still thank you. God, I still praise you. God, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the great I am. You know, you just go ahead and reverence him and just do that as often as you can, as often as necessary, right? And I'm telling you, y'all, you will feel so much better. You will feel so much better. You won't be thinking about those things no more, the things that has been on your shoulders and on your heart for a minute. You ain't gonna think about it because now you realize that God has taken complete dominance over that situation. And he wants you to take the remaining of that day, afternoon, or evening and enjoy what he has poured in your life. The blessings, the family, the whatever that you have around you. Just rejoice and be glad, right? And laugh. He wants us to laugh more. Be grateful. I didn't put that on my notes, but that's what he's pouring in my spirit. Be grateful for laughter, y'all. You know, because the things in life that we've been dealing with, it has made us gloomy. It has made us sad. It has made us grumpy. Why you want to be like one of the seven dwarves, honey? Why you want to be grumpy? You want to be is I don't know all of them, but I know grumpy, child. I know happy. I'd rather be happy than grumpy. That's probably why they always argue all the time. I don't. I mean, come on, because they're so opposite. Right? Have you thought about that? You got grumpy, you got happy. Isn't there sad? Is there a dwarf named Sad? No, that don't make no sense, I don't think. Oh, I think doubt. Is it doubtful? Oh, man. I got to look it up. If y'all know all the seven dwarves, hit me up. Come on, comment, okay? That would be my question for you. Name all the seven dwarves, because there's seven of them. At least I know a seven. Somebody must knew the Lord or read the word, because seven is completion. So somebody need to know. If y'all know the names of all the seven dwarves, please let me know. Please tell me, okay? Put it in the messenger for me, okay? For those of you I know personally, put it in the messenger so I know you've been listening to this thing. Because I don't remember all of them. I know happy. I know, bashful, right? Okay, Lord, it's coming. Come on now. Come on, come on. Okay, you got grumpy, bashful, happy. Is it doubtful? I don't know, doubtful. That don't even sound right. I don't know. But anywho, you know what I'm saying. You got the opposite here. Now, you know, your problems have, you know, put you in a position where you don't smile anymore. You haven't laughed. I mean, laughed so hard, girl, to your muscles and your stomach is like, will you stop laughing? Okay. Right? And tears is coming down your eyes and your nose starting to run. That's what I'm talking about. That good old laughter. You know, you need that. Because you know what, that does something internally with your body, with your organs, with your, you know, with the blood streaming. It really does. You need to look up on that. I'm telling you, you'll be surprised with laughter. And it's in the Word of God. It's like a healing ointment for the soul, right? It really is. If you laugh, he wants us to laugh more. That's why he said rejoice and be glad, right? He didn't say be regretful and mad or sad or grumpy. No, rejoice and be glad. And if you don't have anything to be glad about, go ahead and let God, hook you up with a memory. You're going to be smiling then. You'll be like, "Woo, Lord, I remember that day. Oh, man, that was a crazy, crazy season of my life. But yeah, I can laugh at it now." You know how we talk stuff like, oh, yeah, I couldn't laugh back then, but I sure can laugh at it now. Right? So, yeah, be grateful for laughter, y'all. Enjoy the beauty of God. Enjoy the right now moment, wherever you are, no matter what time it is, just embrace the now. Thank God for this day. Thank God for laughter. Thank God for new identity. Thank God for life. Thank God for change. Thank God for his protection. Thank God for his love. I'm grateful for his love. I'm grateful for his patience. I'm grateful for, I'm just grateful for God altogether. Woo, I'm thankful, you know. And if you just sit there and ponder, just ponder on the goodness of God. Woo wee, woo woo woo. You can't help but be happy. You know? You just, it's like, Lord, have mercy. God brought me through so far. He brought me through. And you may not be in your mansion or your whatever, but you better thank God where you are now. Because there is someone that is worse off than you. And they wish they can trade places with you. Because if you're going to continue to be ungrateful and continue to be mean-hearted and all of that stuff, okay, you keep on doing that to yourself, because you're the one that's saying that to yourself. You planting that seed. You keep saying those things, and then you could keep complaining and bickering and all of that stuff, just like the children of Israel, God's people, you know, in the wilderness for 40 years, and they still complaining. Oh, man, I feel Moses, man. I feel Moses, because Moses was going through with them folk. You hear what I tell you? My goodness gracious. Man, as I get more in depth in reading God's word more and more now because of me, you know, being a minister and all that good stuff, I tell you, man, I just want to just come back down in that back down memory lane in that period. Just knock every last Israelite upside the head. Like, can't you get it together? What's wrong with you? Why you complain so much? You know, because they were just so ungrateful. Ooh, they were so ungrateful. And the thing about it is, we are like that today. There's a lot of people out here today that are still ungrateful, and they are blessed with so much. It's not even so much about just material. That's irrelevant. It's just that God has enriched their lives so well, so greatly, and they still can't see that. They still complain. They still ain't satisfied. They still not at peace. They still angry. They still judgmental. Woo, Jesus, come on. And if that's you, baby, you better repent. You better say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, fix my mouth. Give me a new speech and help my speech impediment. Come on. And it's not about stuttering. No, just help me, because my mouth is full of garbage. Come on with it. That's the truth. Come on. Be honest. Be real. Be raw. Lord, help me with my speech. Help me to speak love, to speak joy, to speak kindness. Not just towards not just only to people, but to myself, to my life, to my family, to my finances. And Lord, help me not to be so spiteful. Help me not to be so angry. Help me not to be so judgmental. Help me, Lord. Because that's the problem with a lot of us. And we need God. We need him. He's the only one that can change our behavior. He's the only one now. Because the people that's in your life, oh, they're going to bring that back to haunt you. But God, he will change you, and it's a done deal. He ain't going to bring that up no more. He ain't going to bring that up no more. Right? So, y'all, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the day that God allows you to open up your eyes. And thank him, man. Take the time out and just write down the things that you're grateful for. I'm telling you, y'all, if you start doing that on a daily basis, I'm telling you, your life will be so at ease. You know, you won't be stressing about this stuff, what's going on in your life no more. Because honestly, at the end of the day, there's nothing more you can do about it. You did what you're supposed to do, and that's all you can do. And when it becomes too chaotic and too crazy, you say, Lord, take care of this. And here's the thing. You should already have told him to take care of it before it started happening in your life anyway. Whatever that's coming your way, say, Lord, I already speak abundance. I speak healing. I speak breakthrough. Whatever it is, you just go ahead and speak it in existence, right? So when it does come, it won't be so chaotic. It won't become so stressful. And allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Don't jump ahead of him. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you about some things that you are encountering, that you are, you know, doing, you know, whether it's a project, whether it's a ministry, whatever it is. Allow the Holy Spirit to connect with you so you won't make that abrupt move, you know, go ahead of him, because that's disobedience. You go ahead of him, or you wait too late and whatever, you know, take your time with that. He'll help you. He'll train you. He's a great trainer, right? And do that. Right. And do that. Right. But I want you guys to truly just enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, enjoy today. And next week, God willing, I'll be back and we're going to move forward to some other conversations. So I'm going to close this out with a prayer, and you guys take good care of yourselves. All of you all over the world, I love you. You guys have a phenomenal Thanksgiving with your family. Enjoy each other. Enjoy the blessings, the food, the family, the fellowship, all of that. And be safe. Ask God to keep you safe, your family safe, and he will do just that. So, Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for my resilience family. I pray all is well for every single individual that's listening to the sound of my voice. Help us, oh Lord, to be grateful. Help us, oh Lord, to take the time out and just write a personal love note to you and to just share our love. Our gratitude towards you. We share it all the time to other people that really don't care about us, but you care deeply, compassionately about us. And we need to take the time out to show our love to you. Help us, oh God, to be more sensitive to your voice, oh God. There are things, Lord, that we've been crying out to you or praying to you or talking to you about, and we want to make the right decisions and the right choices. Help us, oh God, to not move ahead of you, but we be still and wait on you and listen to you, oh God. If we are not clear on that, Lord, help us to just be honest. Say, Lord, help me, teach me, direct me, coach me how to listen to your voice, because there's so many other voices that's going on in our heart and our head. God, we don't want to be confused no more. And God does not want us to be confused. So help us, oh God, to call on you for that, to give us direction, to listen to you and only you. Help us, oh God, to just truly appreciate life the way you want us to appreciate life. Help us, oh God, to laugh more, to really enjoy life, regardless of what's going on around us. Help us to just to smile and to laugh and be exceedingly glad, because we know that you have already taken care of our troubles. Glory be to God. And we give you praise this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, y'all, and happy Thanksgiving.